This is a podcast from the BBC.
This is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. If you're being really honest with yourself, what would your ideal first date be? Not theirs, yours. The band Deaf Havana make us a promise that I really hope they'll keep. We have a new phrase for sweaty back, and we asked one of the richest teenagers in the world to give us cash. We're requiring your honesty on today's show.
When
it comes to first dates.
But this is what we were thinking, right? I don't think people are honest enough about what they want to do on a first date. So you always, whether you're the person sort of organising it or the person getting involved in it, there's kind of what you know you should do to be romantic, especially on a first date where you don't know someone. But if you were to be completely selfish about the situation, what do you actually want on a first date?
Not them. What do you want?
Take politeness aside, you know, if it was you designing how the night would completely pan out, we want to know, if you were brutally honest, what that would be.
Yeah, like for mine, probably would be, if I'm being honest, on a date.
Yeah, straight in.
Couple of glasses of wine, little pizza. Home.
Yes, and knowing you well,
I'd be happy with that.
I totally agree with that. Yeah, me. Mm. The thing is, you can overthink these things, and actually, I probably won't represent fully what I want here. But I would like, similar to you, pizza. You know how much I love pizza.
Yeah.
Ideally, then there'd be a Watford game straight afterwards.
Mm-hmm. And then probably home.
No, maybe club then, home.
Oh, okay, cool. Wicked.
Scott Mills.
This is Lee on the M5. He says, I didn't realise so many people wanted trumpet solos on their first dates. Married now, but as a former trumpet player myself, it could have really upped my dating game at uni if I had known this. Yeah, you'd be surprised, really.
It's also seeing some really romantic ideas coming in.
Because
asking you to be honest here as well. Like Polly says, I would like some drinks or cocktails on a sunset evening, and all I want's a good connection.
There we are. Just being honest, right? Not what they want, what you want.
You want.
Hello, who's this, please?
Hiya, it's Catherine.
Hey, Catherine, what's going on?
I've got a massive swack.
I'm sorry?
A swack, a full swack today.
What is that then?
So, a swack is basically like a really sweaty back. So, you put swer in front of your sweaty body part.
Oh, okay. Oh, right. Okay. So, you just put a swer in front. So, swack. Does sweaty back.
Yeah,
I had that yesterday.
I've got a swack.
Yeah, I definitely. Like, yesterday, really bad swack.
Yeah. I went for a run yesterday. I had the worst swapper lip.
Yeah. I'm just trying to do the maths here.
Okay, good. That one's fine. That's fine.
That's fine.
Right, be honest. First date, then. What do you want?
Nice walk on the beach. Definitely a drink. For them to make the first move, because I'm so socially inept.
See, honesty.
Yeah, that's all we're asking today, honesty.
Yeah. Good one. Thanks, Catherine.
By the way, the sweaty thing's a game changer for me. I've got swarms.
Yeah.
I'm just checking. I've got sweets.
Swingers.
Sweaty feet. And I've got swag.
Scott Mills.
Today we want to know what honestly would be your ideal first date. Don't have to say your name if you don't want to be, but I don't know. Do you want to go like for a pub? Do you want to go to a nice restaurant?
Totally one-sided, by the way.
Or do you want to go straight in? Like, whatever you want to do, right? Everyone is different. You can be brutally honest. Hey, Katie.
Hiya.
Right, as honest as you can be, right? This is all about you. It's not about the other person. What do you want? Not them. What do you want from a first date? Be honest.
Picnic with beers. Sitting right by the side of the lake.
And how are we finishing?
Hopefully with a cheeky kiss.
That's nice. Not the full farm. No. Just...
No. Yeah.
Right. And Nick?
Hello.
All right, be totally honest, Nick. What's your honest first date? This is not about them, it's about you. Go.
Pizza, cinema, Adventure Island.
Nice.
Right. So pizza first.
Yeah, man.
Then on to the cinema.
Yeah.
And then Southend's most famous rides.
So you do know it then? Good.
Yeah, I do. I've been there. Yeah, Adventure Island. Yeah.
I am glad.
Right on the seafront there.
I love it. And you being totally selfish here, that's what you want. Yeah, you don't care about her.
There are reasons about it, right? So you go for the pizza and you as the man, you have to like grasp, right? The cinema is kind of for you because you need a rest, okay? You can't, you know, and then kind of the you know, you go to Venture Island because, you know, it's fun. So, yeah. But I'm also thinking about them, but that's probably what I do anyway, regardless.
Yeah, it's just fun for you. All right, get it.
Good one.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
Scott Mills.
Tina.
Hello.
Okay, be honest, because everyone's different.
Go for it.
Ideal first date, be honest.
So, afternoon in the theme park, and then going into, like, the summer dusk time, seeing the sunset, and then a little bit of cheeky whatever you want to finish it off.
Right, sure. And you're done.
You want some trumpets?
Thank you very much.
Scott Mills.
Bangers coming up at 2:40. Chris is going to do his own version of 4 out of 5 by Arctic Monkeys after 3. I might stop saying it because I feel like I'm putting too much pressure on you.
Definitely don't build it up.
Yeah.
It was an idea that was sort of like a bit funny and now I'm worried about it.
Yeah, I'll stop saying that it's coming up.
Right. It's happening.
My tune of the week is from a band called Deaf Havana. They were formed as a band at the College of West Anglia. So they were met at college and they've got their fifth album coming out on the 10th of August. This is the first track from it. All recorded like less than 6 months ago. They wanted to get out there. It's a kind of different sound for Deaf Havana. It's quite poppy in a way. Mm. It's quite gospely in places. Big sing-along, hands in the air chorus.
It's so good. And we love those guys. And I've seen them at Reading Festival before. And there was a massive crowd for them. They're awesome. Anyway, I had this amazing idea. Put it on Twitter earlier and was like, well, this song I love so much. I can't stop singing it. And especially when it gets to the gospel bit at the end. I was thinking, like, how about me and you ask if we can join their choir, like for one of their performances, maybe at Reading or, you know, one of their festival performances. Anyway, I thought I'd just put it out there because you put these things out on social media, you never know what might come back.
Yeah.
I think they might be keen on the idea.
I like it that I see you do this a lot. You just literally reach out to people like, hello,
doing it.
Do you want to come on our show?
I've started doing it a lot more. We've only had one no from that situation so far.
It's like, don't bother with their agent anymore or their PR people. Just go straight to the source.
Do you know what? I think I've done it three times now. We've had one no. There's one maybe, something pending right now. And I won't say yes, but it looks like Deaf Havana are interested.
Well, I like it that you're just going straight to the band. Like, oh, yeah. Sorry, don't worry about any of the people in the music industry. Just straight to them. This is the track. It's Sinner, Deaf Havana on Radio 1.
I'm so pathetic, but ever thinking I'd change.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Sarah Owens in Sheffield says, probably annoying a lot of other drivers at the minute because I'm driving so slow to make sure I catch all of Deaf Havana Sinner on Radio 1. Sounds good. Right, he's just rang up. He's on the line. Hello, James from Deaf Havana.
How are you guys? How are you?
Yeah, it sounds good, that, doesn't it?
It does sound good, actually. I was literally listening. If you actually want to do that, I could definitely make it happen.
Right, okay.
How? Well, I guess you are in the band, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you how. I'll go to a charity shop and buy some coral robes. You can put them on and then we can figure it out. You don't have to wear those, actually.
But surely it shouldn't take you having to go to a charity shop and getting these things. Like, I would have thought you have people for that.
Well, come on, I'm not that big. I don't have people for that. I do everything.
Do
no, I'm kidding. Well, a lot of it. You can literally do it if you want it. It'll be awesome. Can you sing, though?
No, but it'll look like we're singing. You just, like, fade us right down, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
But will there be other backing singers?
Potentially, yes.
No, hang on. There's got to be a load of backing singers.
Yeah, we need to... It needs to look like we sound good, even if we don't.
All right, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll get loads of backing singers. We'll put you in between them, in between two really good ones, and you can literally just mime if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, just, our microphones don't need to be on at all.
All right, perfect. You can come up front and sing with me if you want.
Nah, you see, that's too expensive.
I don't want to take that away from you, James, you know?
Listen, this is your big song, this is your big performance, there'll be thousands of people there, it's not about us.
But if we could do the choir gospel bit at the end, I mean, that's dreams come true, that is.
Yeah, let's do it. I'll stick you in between two really good singers, and then you don't even have to sing. It'll be perfect.
Is this a pop star promise, or is this actually going to happen?
This is actually going to happen because I'm not a pop star and my promises matter.
You know what I mean.
yeah, I know.
Let's see, shall we? We'll keep you to this.
Yeah, nice one, Jamesy. This could be fun.
This could be so good. Right, thanks for ringing up.
Thank you so much for the love as well. It means so much to me.
We absolutely love it and we love you guys. And we'll see you on stage, yeah?
Yeah, let's do it.
Don't let me down now.
I won't.
Bye. Scott Mills. Right, if James from Deaf Havana does keep his promise and we are allowed to actually go on the stage with him at Reading Festival with the band and sing, do you think I'm just in two minds now because I don't want to ruin the song for the, like, it's a massive song. I don't want to ruin it for the fans.
We won't ruin it.
No, but do you think it is best to not have microphones on at all?
Oh, I'm not even bothered about really singing on it. I just want to be there in the moment. Yeah. I'm not bothered if people can't hear me.
Oh, yeah, same.
I just need to be on stage as part of a choir. That's the thing with a choir is you sort of share the responsibility, you share the praise, don't you? That's the wonderful thing, power in numbers.
Absolutely. But I think full outfits and...
Yes.
You know, they don't really dance, do they, when you see, like, backing singers, but they do a kind of, like, click.
Yeah.
I will fully commit.
It would be amazing.
Right. Imagine it, a sunny day.
Just imagine.
Reading Festival. We come out, they're like, and here's Scott and Chris from Radio 1. That's what Deaf Havana say. We come out from opposite sides of the stage. Boom. Hi, guys.
You can fall on my knees and pray.
Yeah, obviously
we won't
hear our voices, which is probably for the best. I won on Bangers yesterday with this. Foo Fighters All My Life. A good one, I think. Me against Chris again in 10 minutes on Bangers. Scott Mills. You know, sometimes I like to nip out at 2:30.
Yeah.
Just to see what's going on the outside world. Like, you know, check it's still there.
And... meet the fans.
Well, no. Right, so I just came back into the building and I just stood... this is blowing my mind. I've just stood behind someone on the way back in that did not get the concept or point of a revolving door.
So what does she try and do to it?
Well, you know, this is a very busy building, so you've got people coming in the door all the time. That's the idea of it, right? Mm. So that keeps the traffic moving. She waited for everyone to come through before she got in.
Right, here's what I don't get. What is the point of a revolving door?
Well, to get as many people through as possible.
Just open the door. Just open a normal door. Why are we playing this stupid game?
There is that. But, like, why... she waited for every... because there was loads of people stepping in, step in.
But am I missing something with revolving... like, what's the point?
Does it get more people through? I mean, you've got a good point.
Just open the door.
I was going to try to explain how they worked to her, but I didn't really have time.
Yeah?
But, like, she waited for everybody before she went through.
You've got to be careful, because you forget that there's bosses and that here. And we had this terrible situation where we're in the lift. Problem is, this goes out in the lifts as well, so I've got to be very careful what I say.
It's on the lift right now.
The big, 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 big boss...
the biggest.
...of the BBC was in there. And you were talking, and I was like, I'd clocked that he was in there. So I started nudging you like that to try and get you to stand up straight and sort of...
yeah, because I was slouching a bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, tuck your shirt and sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, the show had finished. I was relaxing. But yeah, I know. And then you're like...
could be careful what you say.
I was like, why is he nudging me? This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. I bet he definitely knows how to use the revolving door. I've seen it with my own eyes. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Hello, where are you? Hello.
I am sat on a bench in Great Milton in Oxfordshire in the sunshine.
Okay, are you working today?
Business or pleasure?
Just finished. I was taxi driving this morning, but I seem to have broken my finger somehow, so I've come home.
Oh, mate.
Yeah.
You've broken your finger.
It's ridiculous. It was hurting this morning, and I helped someone with their bag, and I felt it click, and now it's all big and blue.
Oh, no.
Is it broken, though?
I think it's broken. It's got a really weird colour really quickly.
Okay, well, can you go and get that checked out, maybe, rather than sitting on a bench?
No, because I've got driver's arm. I've got one very tanned arm and one very, like, white arm. So I'm going to catch up on a tan and then
go. All right, just make sure you look after yourself. That's
priorities.
The main thing, you know?
yeah, I've broken something, but I'm going to get a tan. Cool, actually.
It's only a finger. What are they going to do for it?
Well, if it's gone a funny colour, I'm no doctor, but, like, if it's gone a funny colour, I'd get that checked out.
It could be gangrene. Maybe I'm a pirate.
Okay, well, you're being casual about it, which is fine. But do go at some point. Here's what I've got for you today. Oh, yeah. I have a confession. Don't take it personally. Come on. I have a confession. What a song. So you The Band.
Is it
Oliver Twist.
Is it?
It is, yeah. Imagine this in sunny weather. What are you talking about?
Yeah, yeah, no, it's
your finger,
right.
Your finger sent you mad.
Good banger from you. Yeah, different as well.
Just like it. Sunny weather, you know.
Yeah. Okay, my banger choice, weirdly, I was DJing at Ascot over the weekend. I was told I wasn't allowed to play this song under any circumstances, so I thought I'd save it for bangers.
Yeah.
True story.
Just in case.
This is Kaiser Chiefs, I Predict a Riot.
It's because the races start early.
Yeah. They were like, don't do anything that will rile them up. First song, Dizzy Rascal Bonkers.
Oh.
But they were fine with that.
Okay. Okay, I think I know what you're going to choose.
It's a hard one, to be honest. But my choice there would have to be Scott. As I hate the Kaiser Chiefs. That song is so overrated.
Okay. Wow, we're really getting the corners this week. I'm so excited to play this. Da Bange.
There's been a burglary.
Hello, Dispatch. This is RoboCop. Where is it?
It's on land.
Oh, no. That was RoboCop, which is like RoboCop, but he is in a rowboat. If you didn't like that, you're going to dislike the rest of this. The Andy Field Experience is a sketch show podcast with lots and lots of sketches in it. Have you ever wondered what it'd be like if a lion competed on Hell's Kitchen?
What do you think you're doing? This salmon is raw.
Raw. Yeah, I know. I'm frustrated as well. What's wrong with it?
Raw.
We're having fun. Available now on the BBC iPlayer radio app and from wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Kench.
The Andy Field Experience.
So pleased with that. Da Bange, Oliver Twist.
Big Everton song now.
Where are we getting these callers from at the moment? Seriously.
He was amazing because I actually don't believe that he truly liked the Da Bange song.
No, he just hates
He just hates the Kaiser Chiefs.
It's a hard one, to be honest, but my choice there would have to be Scott, as I hate the Kaiser Chiefs. That song is so overrated.
Scott Mills.
Coming up, we asked one of the richest teenagers in the world to give us some cash. That was James Arthur, and you deserve better.
We actually did.
Yeah, it happened last night on Charlie Slough's show, the 8th. First up, let's give this a go, shall we? Your version of Arctic Monkeys, which you writing some stuff down there, writing some words down.
So what normally happens when this song is playing, I sort of do my own words in the studio and we just do it here.
He kind of goes a bit, like spins out a bit.
I go to a new place. Like. Yeah.
Okay, so I've been wanting you to do this for a while. Obviously you hear this song a lot on Radio 1, but there will be a different bit in the middle. The bit where it goes kind of like 60s and all swirly and like, whoa. Arctic Monkeys on Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Okay, this is your bit coming up now, go.
There's a cat on the moon with a little hat and a hooded claw. He's friends with a bat. The moon face is made from cheese. It smiles at me. It hands me the keys. I'm floating around like a big butterfly. I look at the cat. It's now wearing a tie. 4 stars out of 5.
Mills.
Oh, Laura loved it. Loved your version.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people are saying better than the original. Mm. That was Arctic Monkeys. You know what I really like about that is that the band would love it. Oh. Good luck with that. That was Arctic Monkeys.
I honestly hope we never meet.
Well, you have met already once at Big Weekend a couple of years ago. Was that you? Was that someone else?
No, that wasn't.
It was me and... It was me and Annie Mac. It wasn't you, weren't there at all.
What are you thinking of when I met Catfish and the Bottomman?
That went well.
You got the two mixed up.
That went well as well, didn't
That's
it?
That's what I mean. Let's just stay away.
Someone says, play it again. Okay, here we go.
There's a cat on the moon with a little hat and a hooded claw. He's friends with a bat. The moon face is made from cheese. It smiles at me. It hands me the keys. I'm floating around like a big butterfly. I look at the cat. It's now wearing a tie. Four stars out of five.
I really like it a lot.
Scott Mills.
What's going on? Why is everything so woo? That was bad sounds and evil
so
powers.
Swervy.
Whoa. Whoa. Spinning out, man. Bad sounds, evil powers. So, on Charlie Slough Show, if you've not heard Charlie Slough in the evening, give it a listen on Radio 1. It's a good show. 9 p.m, it's called The Eighth. And yesterday he had this guy on called Money Kicks. I don't know if you know him. He's kind of, well, he is Instagram famous because he is so rich. And how old is he? Like, I don't know, like 15? 15.
Is he 15? Like, yeah. A load of the videos that we saw, it's like 15-year-old travels first class. On the plane. It's all about an opulent lifestyle.
So he has hung out with people like DJ Khaled. He's had Mariah Carey around at his house.
Mate, I saw a video yesterday where it was the whole of the Manchester United team just round at his.
Yeah, he just invites them round. He lives in Dubai. Big Shaq just went round. Lionel Messi. Is that right?
Yeah.
Good. The other videos include him on a 30 grand flight. His trainer collection is believed to be worth $1 million, just trainers. There's good videos of that online
as
well.
Yeah, he's got a zoo in the garden.
Zoo in the garden. And he also bought a Ferrari. The video is titled My New Ferrari, and he covered it in Louis Vuitton print. Now, that car costs 200 grand. He won't be able to drive it for 3 years.
Right. Well, there we go.
He's rich. Do you know? Right. Put a figure on it because I know how much. Him and his dad.
Well, it's his dad's money, isn't it? And he's a multi billionaire.
$2.3 billion.
Wow.
So he likes to, I mean, he really parades it on Instagram.
It's disgustingly rich.
He's having his best life. And it just, when you watch it, you feel like a little bit jealous maybe sometimes. Anyway, we gave these questions to Charlie. We left some notes for Charlie last night because we wanted to ask him some stuff. This is what happened.
Now, a couple of my colleagues here at Radio 1 asked if they could ask you a question.
Sure.
So this is Scott Mills and Chris Stark. Here it is.
Hello, Charlie Slough. Hello, Money Kicks. It's Scott Mills and Chris Stark here from the afternoon show on BBC Radio 1. Sorry we can't actually be at Radio 1 to meet you this evening. Believe me, we both really would like to.
Absolutely.
But here's my question for Money Kicks. Please, can I have £30,000?
Right. And Mr. Money Kicks, I was wondering if I could have also have £30,000. Or what I would like to know, Money Kicks, is if I was to ask you to buy a player for Watford Football Club, which is my favourite team, would you and could you do it? And by a player, I mean like a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Someone, you know, a big name signing for Watford.
Okay, actually, I've changed my mind. If I could please have £50,000. Thank you.
I'll take 30 with the player.
What are you saying, Money Kicks?
In his dreams.
In his dreams?
Yeah, in his dreams.
Matty Nilsson!
Like, that's nothing to him. That's like 30 pence.
I was hoping for a longer answer.
In his dreams. That was all we got.
Aww.
But then we popped back up because something else occurred to us. Hi, it's Scott and Chris again from Radio 1. We were on earlier. Just one more thing, please, Mr. Money Kicks. We've got something else to ask you.
Yeah, we're just wondering if the 50,000, 30,000 cash deposits that we asked for, you're not going to give realistically, then what we'd like you to do right now is just empty your pockets.
And we'll have that.
And we'll just have that and hope for the best. So please just empty your pockets right now. Let's see what you got.
And then if you can leave that for us in the studio, thanks so much. Thanks for your help.
Cheers, guys.
Right. I mean, that sounds a little bit beggy.
Proper
beggy. Yeah. How much have you got in your pockets right now?
Not that much.
Let's see. Let's count up.
I don't really like to show cash.
Yeah, I don't like cash. Nobody likes cash.
Look at that wallet.
You see? Oh, that's a crazy wallet.
Awesome.
Oh my gosh.
He's got a lot of money.
Not that much.
Let's count it up. Let's do a quick count up.
Right, am I counting it?
Yeah, count
50,
it up.
55. Oh yeah. My God, there's so many. I don't think I've ever seen a £50 note.
You've never seen a £50 note?
Never. Okay, 100, 150, 200, 250, 300, 350, 400, 450, 500, 550, 600. There's more. 650, 700, 750, 800, 850, 900, 950, 960, 980. Oh, 1,000, and then we've got 500 of Dubai money.
That's sick.
You let me keep the rest, by the way.
Oh, my God. My man's just throwing me. How much is this?
That's another
2K. This is another 2K that this guy's just thrown me.
Just chucking the other cash guy around, then.
Yeah, I mean...
So have we got this money now? Where's the money?
Well, they haven't left it.
Well, then it doesn't... So what would we just listen to there? Some guy just counting out his money on the point was...
On the radio.
He puts it out.
It took ages, didn't it? Come on, get on with it. Well, so he pours three... Remember before, he was like, oh, I haven't got much in my pocket. He pours £3,000 out of his pocket. And then another man that we don't know who's part of his like
my
crew...
My man.
Part of his crew. Chucks another 2K on the table. Sure. Oh, it's not much. But it's not here. Unless someone's taken it.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Hit subscribe on this podcast and you can listen whenever you want. Scott.